Watcher, written by Matuka, read by Raven. Summary: Gotham watches the ones she cares about. Gotham watches them, all of them, the children of her chosen. She had been reluctant with the first. He wasn't hers, not the way that his father is, or the way his brothers and sister after him are. But he loves her, she can tell, absorbing everything she offers him, a family, a purpose, the revenge he sought. It was simple for her to take care of Zuko once she decided that her first Robin was worthy of such a boon. She would never admit it, but her second Robin was her favorite. She had been watching him even before her chosen had crossed his path, and maybe arranged a series of events to ensure that they would meet. She could tell, though, even when he was just a child, that her second Robin would be special. Gotham aches when she loses him, so far from her own borders. Had he been closer to home, perhaps she could have helped. As it is, however, all she can do is close her borders to his murderer, the man that had taken her favorite from her. The next Robin does little to soothe the ache of the loss of his predecessor, but he is one of her own. Different than the one before him, though no less connected. Gotham likes him. He's sharp, intelligent. He takes the scum off her streets just as well as the two before him, but in his own way. Her first Robin had been angry, her second magical, her third is calculating. Together, they represent the best of her. Gotham is not pleased when her chosen rips the title away from her third Robin, but she had been interested in the girl for some time when he did. Her third Robin is so in tune with Gotham's wishes that he passes the mantle on himself, without any prompting from Gotham herself. She's never been prouder. The girl is good for her chosen. Gotham has needed someone to keep him honest, humble. Gotham misses her when her third Robin returns. But she rejoices when her second comes back to her, resplendent in his anger. She does not begrudge him his hurt, despite the fact that it is directed at her chosen. The reappearance of her second Robin invites the return of her first, and Gotham is satisfied for a short time. All of her eggs back in her basket, at least for now. She should have, she thinks, expected the fourth boy. Her fifth Robin comes to her almost as angry as her eldest. Gotham had missed the fury her Robins brought to her. But she cannot decide if she likes the boy. This continuation of her chosen's bloodline is not of her soil. He is resistant to his father's teachings. Where the others had been malleable, willing to learn, his is stiff. Unbending. She likes him, she decides. She'll keep him. The end. Thank you for listening.